Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The kingdom of God is the king dumb. The king's dumb is short for dominion. The king's dominion. The dominion is the realm of the king's rule. The kingdom of God is where God rules. Someone says, well, he's ruling everywhere. No, he's not. No, he's not. On the earth, he's ruling where men receive him and yield to him. Much of the earth, the enemy is ruling. 2 Corinthians 4:4 calls the devil the god of this world. That's why the earth is filled with violence and evil. How much crime is in heaven? Help me out. Have you read the book of Revelation? What's the crime rate?
Zero.
On the streets of gold. Crime rate. Help me out.
Zero.
How many people are being oppressed? How many people are being, murdered, molested, robbed? How many? Come on, help me out. How many people are starving?
Zero.
How many protests?
Zero.
Marches?
Zero.
Walkouts, sit-ins? Gas bombs? How many?
Zero.
You know why? Because God is in control.
Amen.
There. And what did he want us to pray? That the way he is in control there, he would be in control on the earth. And if he was already in control of everything down here, controlling it, we wouldn't need to pray that it would happen. Can you see this, saints? Now, I know this is simple, but millions of church-going people don't believe what I just said. Oh no, they're adamant that God is in control. Ultimately, he is going to be in control of everything. If you read, the kingdoms of this world are going to become his, and he is going to rule and reign over all. But right now, he allows men to choose. You can choose evil, you can choose wrong, you can choose rebellion, you can choose disobedience. And the result of men's wrong choice is the work of the enemy throughout the earth. And there is so much pain and cruelty down here. But what did he tell us to pray? Say it out loud. Your kingdom come. How many are looking forward to the day when there no more curse?
Yes.
Revelation talks about no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more dying, no more crime and violence and cruelty. How many are looking forward to it? The Bible said that a child could lay down at the snake's den, and that a lion would lie down with the lamb. Why? Because the lion now is a vegetarian. I'm not making that up. Isaiah said he would eat straw like an ox. God did not create what people call nature, where animals rip each other apart. He didn't create it that way. People call, well, that's nature, that's how God made it. It is not. It's the result of sin and the curse on the earth. How many are looking forward to God's kingdom?
Amen.
Ruling over all.
Yes.
And him making earth.
Yes.
Just like.
Yes.
Heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's going to be new heavens and new earth, wherein is no curse and no sin and no death and no violence. But even though we are not experiencing that yet, the fullness of it, God's scope of influence can increase in this earth right now. His kingdom includes you. Is He ruling over you?
Yes.
Are you part of His domain?
Yes.
And His dominion?
Yes.
That He rules over?
Yes.
If you'll yield to Him, if you'll acknowledge Him, confess Him as Lord of your life, receive Him, give Him the right to have dominion over your life, He'll do something with it.
Amen.
He'll change it. Amen. What should we pray for? Say it out loud. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. On earth, in earth, as it is in heaven. Every day we want to see God's dominion expand.
Yes.
In the earth. Is that right?
Yes.
Somebody got saved. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
The enemy lost one.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And the Lord gained His scope of influence enlarged. Is that right?
Yes.
And God's will is that the glory of the Lord cover the whole earth, mm-hmm. like the waters cover the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again, Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
In earth.
Just like it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Now, we hadn't got to our needs yet. But that's a good thing. How many understand? If all this came to pass, a lot of your needs would be irrelevant. Is that right? I mean, as all this comes to pass, this is the big thing. This is the main thing. You know, you paying your bill is not at the top of the list. I know it may seem like it to you, but part of you getting your bill paid is Matthew 6, just a few verses down, it's verse 33. What does it say? Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the what?
Kingdom.
The what?
Kingdom.
Which is why you were praying about it several verses ago.
Amen.
The Lord told you, pray like this now. Our Father, our amazing Father, who's in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Holy. Your kingdom come. Everybody say, Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Come. Now the kingdom already exists. We're in the kingdom. And the kingdom's in us. We've been born again. Everywhere He rules is His kingdom. There's obviously a lot of places on earth He's not ruling. People have not received Him. They don't care about Him. Don't even believe Him. He exists. That's all going to change. This is just a temporary thing that's happening. Men have a time of choice. But if we do this, He said, all these things will be added to you. And the things He mentioned were clothing and food and housing and that kind of thing. So you don't lead with your needs. Come on, say it again. Don't lead, with your needs. What do we lead with? Our great Father, who He is, how amazing He is, right? Do you like it when people, the only time you hear from them is they want something from you? And they never say anything nice about you. They don't. It's not that they care so much about you. They just want something you can do for them. That doesn't bless you. So you should want to come to the Father just because you love Him. Just because you know He loves you. Everything He's done for you. Go back to our prayer. Your kingdom come, Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Next, verse 11, here we go. Give us this day our daily bread. Is it okay to ask for what you need?
Yes.
What you want? Yes. Yeah, it is. In fact, we're told to ask. Scripture said, ask and you shall receive. James says you have not because you didn't ask. You need to ask. But now, if you notice, Luke said it like this. We won't turn there, but it said, give us day by day. Don't get hung up on piling it up for tomorrow. In walking by sight, Walking in the flesh wants it all ahead of time, so I won't have to think about it for the rest of the year. But it doesn't require as much faith to do that. You don't need it till you need it. Now that's hard on your flesh. I know. But God is pleased with faith. He's pleased with you believing that He will have it for you when you need it. That you could, well, I can't rest if I don't know that the rest of the year is covered. Well, then you refuse to trust. You think it's a non-issue, it's just a peculiarity with my makeup. No, it's you refusing to trust. That's just the way I am. No. It's a bad choice. How the Father sees it is that you don't trust Him. You want yours up front. I want mine up front. Say it out loud. Give us what? This day. What? Today. Everything we need today. Because you've never lived in any other time but today. You say, well, I did yesterday. No, it was today then. And you never live in tomorrow. When tomorrow gets here, what is it? Today. The only time you've ever lived is this day, today. And you don't need anything yesterday. And you don't need tomorrow because you ain't there yet. But God is the great I am. And He always is. Give us this day our daily bread. It's good, it's right to ask for what you need. Now you don't need to, notice this is not five paragraphs. We're asking for more than enough money to pay all these bills and take care of these things. We ask for it. In Jesus' name, we thank You for it. How long does that take? Remember, you don't throw yourself across the desk and go, oh God, oh God, oh God. He knows exactly what your bills are before you ever started talking to Him. Keep going. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, this is something we prayed and asked for what we need, but according to Mark 11, 24 and 5 and 6, He told you how to pray by faith. What things ever you pray and ask for, believe you receive them, you'll have them. Very next verse is, and when you stand praying, forgive. Why? Because unforgiveness will prevent your faith from working. Faith works by love.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me